USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The general who oversaw the raid on ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi says the U.S. is on alert for retribution attacks. The head of U.S. Central Command, General Frank McKenzie, saying it would be a mistake to conclude that ISIS has been defeated. And he says the U.S. is preparing for some sort of retribution. Baseball fans of the nation's capital are celebrating this morning.
Literally my entire life, we haven't won anything since I've been growing up. And now to have three championships, Capitals, Mystics, Nationals, can't think of anything better.
With a Game 7 win over the Astros in Houston, the Nationals win their first ever World Series. House Republicans slamming Democrats for their impeachment resolution that passed yesterday, authorizing public hearings now in the impeachment inquiry. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired two unidentified projectiles towards the Sea of Japan. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the military there is monitoring the situation. That raging wildfire in Northern California finally being contained, as a Cal Fire spokesman says the Kincaid Fire is now 45% contained. Favorable weather conditions yesterday helped fire crews make some progress on that fire that sparked a week ago in Sonoma County. Over 250 structures have been destroyed by that fire. Ford and United Auto Workers reaching a deal that will avoid a strike. Negotiators for the two sides say the deal does still need to be ratified by the 55,000 union members at Ford. Neither Ford nor the union would disclose further details about the agreement until that ratification. The Fed announcing an interest rate cut yesterday at the end of a two-day meeting, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A battle is raging in Idaho over whether gray wolves, which were rescued from the edge of extinction, are now dangerous livestock-threatening predators or a vital part of the natural ecosystem. In Idaho's Wolf Wars, livestock producers say the state's wolf reintroduction program has exploded out of control. But wildlife ecologists say the wolf population is improving wilderness areas. For the first time in 5 years, researchers are trying to count the state's wolves. A high-tech study by Idaho wildlife officials will rely on computer recognition programs. In Idaho, many ranchers raise livestock on 11 million acres of public lands. Wolves are potentially deadly to farm animals and hunting game like deer and elk. But ecologists believe wolves play a critical role in a healthy ecosystem as a keystone species that maintains the correct balance of predator and prey. In the 1990s, wolves were listed as endangered, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service introduced 35 wolves from Canada. Another 35 wolves were set free in Yellowstone National Park. They were taken off the endangered list by 2011. Idaho ranchers want wolves limited to where few people live, in designated wilderness areas. But even in the wilderness, wolves are still being killed, often by helicopter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.